It's a phrase that you hear from all the Thai Ajahns, that if you have time to breathe, you have time to meditate. That means you meditate as you go through the day while you're working, while you're doing other activities. How do you do that? Well, the first thing you need to do is have a center that you try to maintain. You may have noticed when you drive down the road, and a squirrel is startled, or a rabbit is startled, and it go running off, all too often running into the road. It's because they have their safe spot, and they want to get back to their safe spot. Unfortunately, as you're meditating, your safe spot is not on the other side of the road. It's in the body. But you have to choose what spot do you want to take as your home base. It's good to have one that's central, not too far from your eyes, but also not your eyes. Because the muscles around your eyes are so involved in thinking that it's very easy to have your spot get swallowed up in the thinking. Think of the breath energy channels for the body as being like a network of roads. And you have some intersections. So choose a spot that's an intersection, like the tip of the sternum, the tip of the breastbone, the base of the throat. And have that be the spot where you return to when you realize you slipped off. And to make sure that you develop the right quality of your focus as you focus on a spot. This is something you work on as you sit here meditating with your eyes closed. When you're focused on, say, the base of the throat, the middle of the head, do you bear down on the spot where you're focused on? That's going to disrupt the breath energy. You want to think more in terms of dispersing. Because all too often when you're wandered away from your spot, tension builds up there. You want to come back and you want to be able to disperse the tension and maintain a focus that is dispersing. Like the quality of your vision when you're going through the forest to hunt for mushrooms. You don't want to be focused too strongly on any one spot. You have what they call scatter vision. You're focused, you're clear, but there's a wide range. So you focus on your one spot and then clear up the traffic jam there. As I said, it's like a system of roads. And if there's a traffic jam of tension, the best place is to deal with it, to unsnarl the snarl, is at the intersection. So maintain your focus there as best you can and make it a dispersing focus. Any slight tension builds up there and you just disperse it, disperse, disperse, out through the body. And make that the spot that you keep returning to. As you're sitting here with your eyes closed, it's easier to have a full body awareness, intense all around. When you're going through the day, it's harder to maintain that same broad intensity, but you can maintain the intensity at your one spot as long as it's a dispersing energy. And then watch for your mind's conversations. This, of course, will be related to your conversations outside. Remember, you're here at the monastery. And the rules of the monastery is basically no conversation unless it's necessary. Now, there is some social grease conversation that's necessary. And have a sense of how much grease mucks up the works. Be very careful otherwise. Remember the Buddha's instructions on what he would say. He would say things that were true and beneficial and at the right time. And then John Fuan would add the condition that say only things that are necessary. You already have enough conversations going on in your head. Bits and snatches here and there. And the more conversation there is outside, then the more conversation you carry in with you as you go through the day. So try to keep them at a minimum. And otherwise, breathe easily. It's just being mindful, just being alert as you go through the day. It's not all that nourishing. Remember, the techniques for making the breath comfortable apply not only while you're sitting here with your eyes closed, but everywhere you go. When you do have the time or the space in your awareness to spread everything out to the whole body, think of the whole body being nourished. What kind of breathing energy would it like? Well, provide that. This way it makes it more interesting to stay with the breath in the present moment and to want to stay more and more continually. Otherwise, it's just a matter of forcing You know how far forcing goes when there's no nourishment. So have your spot. And as soon as you realize that you've left your spot, go right back there. And disperse any unpleasant energy. And then watch for the conversations in your mind that would pull you away. When you have a place to step back from your conversations, you begin to realize that a lot of them are just random word generators, bits and snatches here and there. And there is that temptation to want to take a bit or a snatch and turn it into a full sentence, something that makes sense. But here you don't have to. You have another agenda in mind, which is to learn how to step outside of your thoughts. And when you don't put in the effort to have them make sense, then they don't make sense. They're less interesting. You begin to see how much you contribute to the conversations in your mind that you really don't have to get involved in. We tend to find our thoughts too interesting. So when you're able to step back from them and let them be just dangling half sentences, then it's easier to step out of them. So of course, a lot of the rules for maintaining your awareness of the breath as you go through the day are very similar to the rules for maintaining it while you're sitting here with your eyes closed. The difference is that while you're here, you have no other distractions. Or else the distractions are very few. You have no other duties right now. Whereas when you're going through the day, you do have some duties you have to attend to. You have to learn how to deal with them and then come back. Well, it's the same as dealing with distracting thoughts here. The image I have of the spider on its web. The spider stays in one spot. The tension that's going to turn into a little knot, that's going to turn into a little perception, that's going to turn into a thought. It's the web. Like a spider, you go over and you breathe through it. Again, use a dispersing focus to disperse the energy. And you go back to your spot. You can see a lot more subtle things as you're sitting here with your eyes closed. But it's the same process outside, simply that it's not quite as subtle. But the fact that you've been able to maintain a center or return to it quickly means that when the time comes to sit down and meditate with your eyes closed again, you're right here. It's like keeping a dog on a short leash. When you pull it back to you, it's right there. If the dog is on a long leash, then when you pull it back, you find that you have not only the dog, but also whatever the leash caught in the meantime. And you have to unsnarl it. But here everything is clear. Everything is short, right where you want it. And that way, what did John say is right. If you have time to breathe, you have time to meditate. Because you've learned how to relate to your breath in a way that makes it pleasant to meditate. Instead of being just one more chore you add to the day, it becomes a source of energy and well-being as you go through the day. And that's what makes it possible.